Winter weather is a given in Boston. So is the challenge cold weather poses for its public transit system. Equipment freezes and fails to work, resulting in service disruption and delays. Steve Hicks oversees maintenance of the Orange, Red, and Blue Line trains.
Cold weather for us causes us many issues, and typically below, some people say 20 degrees. My personal thing is below 15 degrees.
So when temps fell into the teens last week, an old, weak cable started to smolder. Power to the Green Line was shut down for 3 hours, and rush hour passengers were forced to slow down. Buffy Bertheum was one of them.
No one knew what was going on. I took the train from North Station. It went one stop to Haymarket. They told us to go and take the Orange Line. Orange Line train was packed for 3 trains, couldn't get on. So I went back to the Green Line. Then we went to Government Center. Basically, from there, it was just, you know, you kind of found your own way.
That wasn't the only time passengers were inconvenienced last week. The T says there were 19 service disruptions total on the red, orange, green, and blue lines during last week's cold snap. And that's progress. 2 years ago, there were more than double that many during a similarly biting 3-day snap. Last week's Green Line shutdown coincidentally happened as Governor Deval Patrick was proposing a $1 billion-a-year transportation plan. For commuters, fixes won't come soon enough. For the T, they're not waiting to make changes. The T's power department has put together a crew dedicated solely to testing DC cables throughout the system. It now plans to do systematic nightly tests of the power system in an effort to find and fix faulty cables before rush hour. But these procedures will not fix the well-known fundamental problem. MBTA spokesperson Joe Pesaturo.
As hard as we try, we cannot keep up with the maintenance. We've got the oldest subway in America. We have limited resources. We have limited manpower.
Pesaturo says that there's $3 billion worth of deferred maintenance needed, including the overhaul of aging buses, replacement of old train cars, and the repair of bridges. To keep equipment in what's called a state of good repair, maintenance needs are rated, and funding is used to tackle the most important ones first. I visited the Wellington Station car shop to learn about some maintenance projects that are underway. There are at least 3 Orange Line trains being worked on at once. Some are being inspected. Others are having their static converters replaced. One train is even lifted off the ground as sheet metal workers repair the doors. MBTA Director of Vehicle Maintenance, Joe Keefe.
We have difficulty sometimes finding parts for these old vehicles.
That's because, just like the needle on your vintage record player, some parts just aren't made anymore. The Orange Line cars are 33 years old.
What we do on a regular basis is try to re-engineer some of these systems with current technology in order to keep the fleet running.
It's Steve Hicks' responsibility to oversee such re-engineering.
We have a static converter on this line, and it takes 600 volts DC, and it puts out 37 volts DC.
When a static converter fails, the lights go out and the doors don't work. That means the car needs to be removed from service. Hicks said static converter failures were becoming a problem, so he worked with 2 engineers to create a front-end protection that would prevent power spikes from shorting the converter.
That's being implemented right now. So our failures have already fallen off. From the peak, they were up to 8, and we're already down to 4, and it's trending down.
To keep the fleet running, Hicks says the cars undergo inspections every 12,000 miles.
Right now, we're running 12,000 miles, typically every 60 to 65 days per vehicle.
Director of Vehicle Maintenance, Joe Keith.
Once we find an issue on one train, we do actively survey the rest of the fleet. They're all built about the same time, the same manufacturing process. So chances are, our experience tells us, if we've got the issue on one train or 2 trains, we've got it throughout the fleet.
And so it seems. Maintaining the MBTA is like running on a treadmill. As soon as one repair is done, another is needed. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.